The Money Show.
The Markets.
Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank. It's all about US earnings season, really, and I think that's driving sentiment on markets across the globe. Oh, and I haven't put him on because I'm used to you on Zoom. But there you are, Wayne. It's all about the Americas, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. And Bruce, the earnings season will be good because the US economy is good. And that's one of the problems, is that people are worried the economy is doing so well that it might stoke a bit of wage inflation or general inflation just through sheer demand, which unfortunately would obviously then be bad for the share market. So it's a toss-up between extremely good economic conditions, but unfortunately rising inflation and possibly or inevitably rising interest rates.
Yeah, and that is looking increasingly likely as this inflation bogeyman looks stickier and stickier. And lots of the data out of the markets around the globe is beginning to suggest that this is not just the transitory thing we've been talking about for so long.
Bruce, I still think it is. I don't see any underlying credit-fueled consumer binge happening either here or overseas. But it will all, at the end of the day, depend on the bottlenecks in sort of working the way out of the system by next year. And I think that will. And then the oil price.
Absolutely. And then, you know, lots of people, lots of doomsayers are calling an end to the bull market that we've seen. They're calling an end to the huge value creation we've seen on global markets. But Sibanye-Stillwater doesn't seem to be too concerned. Neil Froneman announcing another move into battery metals. Made an announcement earlier today that they're going to buy a nickel mine and a copper mine in Brazil. Now, so often in the past, we said, when the miners start buying after long periods of high prices, it's a warning that it's all about to come crashing down. And Neil Froneman has been through a couple of rodeos. Would he be taking that much risk?
He's been through a few, yes. Look, at the end of the day, the mining companies have got to spend money, and they have not been spending money since 2014, 2015. So they've got to spend money. Secondly, the only time they can spend money is at the top of the cycle, because that's the only time they've got money. So it's not unusual at all for mining companies to start spending quite heavily after the long bull market, because that's the only time their balance sheets can actually do the spend. But just on your previous statement, I think the long bull market is over because it was supported by extremely unusual set of events, effectively call it zero interest rates and extremely low long bond rates. That fueled the bull market. Now, I'm not saying the market's going to fall 40% or we're going to be in for a catastrophe, but I'm fairly confident saying the next 10 years earnings from equity are going to be significantly lower than the last 10, because the last 10 we had abnormal circumstances.
Yeah, extraordinary returns. I looked at Tiger Brands trading update today and I thought they'd done pretty well. Market wasn't as excited though.
Well, look, I mean, the earnings from continuing operations are still going to be down, but there's a lot of one-offs, the civil unrest, the canned fruit recoil. So, I mean, the market only pushed it down a little bit, you know, so it didn't, you know, dramatically overreact on the negative side. But, yeah, I agree with you. The results didn't look too bad to me.
And Old Mutual finally out of Nedbank. It stepped into the breach, of course, 20 years ago, when the Sambo crisis happened and BOE folded, and suddenly there was a run on deposits at Nedbank, and government stepped into the breach, and Old Mutual then put up its hand and said, we'll give them, I think it was 5 billion rand at the time, and took quite a big stake. And they've gradually been reducing that. And I think today they gave away the final shares in Nedbank to their own shareholders.
Correct. And remember in the 90s, it was all bank assurance. A lot of companies and the banks were going to be this unit that just was this massive distribution machine. And then eventually everyone worked out that the banking customers are different to the insurance customers, and now everyone's splitting up. So I suppose in 10 years' time, the life companies might be bought by the banks again.
Except Standard Bank and Liberty, of course, because Standard Bank is doing precisely that. It's buying Liberty. It's going counter to everybody else. One wonders what they know that nobody else does, or whether everybody else knows something they don't.
Yeah, but we'll have to see how that all works, yes.
Wayne McCurry from Wealth and Investments at First National Bank.